Father art in heaven.
Thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those which trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Αυτή του την αφεντεσιάδια τα Ιωνούθαϊ εν θοφόν μάδεν τίω έδωχ πως το φαδεχ έδων εν πάιθο φάινε με τίτε τεπνό χιν ειδίν βέντζε υπάν το κρατό δε ψάις πενότη
προς ευεξάστε
Κύριε Λέησον
O Master, Lord God, the Almighty, the Father of our Lord God and Savior. Yes, Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything concerning everything and in everything. For you have covered us, helped us, God, accept us to yourself, spare us, support, and abroad us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion upon us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is going to be at all time. times, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Therefore, we ask, entry to goodness, a lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day, all days of our life, in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, counsel of wicked man, rising up of enemies, and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people, and from the soul of our sister Fadila. But those things which God profitable do provide for us. For it is you have been slaughtered to the serpent and scorpions, and upon all the power of the enemy.
Macho engenek me chengi titeni brisbean tetise oto kosiso Maria psoi saria motna limpico e volentene novi essere no sero
Have mercy upon me, O Lord, according to your great mercy.
To the multitude of your compassions, blot out my iniquities, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of that my iniquity and my sin is all for me. Against you only have I sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your sayings and might overcome when you be judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth. You have manifested to me the hidden and unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness and joy. The humble bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and your right spirit in my hearts. Do not cast away from your face, and not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, uphold me in the right spirit. Then I shall teach your transgressors ways, and the ungodly men shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart God shall not despise. Do good, Lord, and give good pleasure to Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, offering burnt sacrifices.
Then they shall offer calves upon your altar. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with a steadfast love and mercy. سموات للرب أما الأرض فأعطى لبني آدم ليس الأموات يسبحون الرب ولا من ينحدر الأرض السكوت أما نحن فنبارك الرب من الآن وإلى الدهر
هللويا.
soul languishes for your salvation, and a hope in your word. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. Let me live that I may praise you, and let your ordinance help me.
Of the dead, those who slept in repose in the faith of Christ, Lord, repose all their souls. Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the first epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. All flesh is not same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, and it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, but it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, and it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
La 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 Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the only disciple on the apostles, many prophets, the righteous men, have desired to see the thing which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the thing which you hear and have not heard them. But as for eyes for the see and your ear for the hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospels, so that prayer of yours and
pray for this holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our master have bidden us to remember his supplications and prayers which offer up unto you, O Lord, our God. Those have already fallen asleep, repose them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us
all. ارجعي يا نفسي إلى راحتك لأن الرب أحسن إليك. يا رب نجي نفسي الرب حنان وصديق.
Taxia of Tinemasi Sacroatia was to Agio Evangelion, Kirion, Kiton, Theonimon.
Yeah.
Kempi Evangelion Ethoata Matheon Ageion. Mercy and compassion upon us and make us worthy to hear the Holy Gospel. Reading according to St. Matthew, may his blessings be with us. Amen. And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of the Simon the leper, a woman came to him having a basket of flasks of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head. And he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor." But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preaching in the whole world, that what this woman has done will also be told the memorial to her."
Glory be to God forever.
In Frantin
الأقدس المساوي الآب والابن والروح القدس. هذه النفس التي اجتمعنا بسببها يا رب نفس عبدتك فضيلة يا رب نيحها في ملكوت السماوات. افتح لها يا رب أبواب السماء واقبلها إليك عظيم رحمتك. Open unto her, O Lord, the gate of righteousness, that she may enter therein and rejoice there. افتح لها رب بالفردوس كما فتحته للص اليمين. Open unto her, O Lord, the gate of the kingdom. May she be a partaker with all the saints. افتح لها رب أبواب الراحة لترتل مع كفة الملائكة. May she be worthy to see joy. Let the angels of light lead her to the life. ولتتكئ في حضن أبائنا إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب إسرائيل. Forgive her her sins, which she had aforetime committed, both knowingly and unknowingly. أنك أنت رب تعرف ضعف البشرية ونقصها. And in your mercy, give consolation to all whom she has left behind, and to her household. إلهمهم صبرا. عودهم أجرا صالحا سمائيا بشفاعة سيدتنا القديسة مريم وجميع صفوف السمائيين. Let both your mercy and your help be with your people. Grant them coolness. Establish us in your Orthodox faith. Be protector unto us, we the faithful. نسجد لك أيها المسيح مع أبيك الصالح والروح القدس لأنك صلبت وخلصتنا. We believe in one God.
God the Father, the Bantu Creator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one essence the Father, who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnated the Holy Spirit and Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us and crucified by us, suffered as buried, and third day he rose from the dead, according to the description. His Father, and he is coming again to his glory, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, whom leaves the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Word Giver, who proceeds from the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified. And in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one Christ.
Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the soul of our sister, the Sonia Fadila, we are gathered here, and we are confident in God's promises. He opened the door of paradise for the right thief. He also opened it for all the saints of the Old Testament. And he is opening it also for us when we pass from this life. And this is the law. We, every one of us, is going to go through this door. And we are also confident that we are going to meet again in paradise are waiting also for the resurrection of the dead at the end of days, where we then go to heaven. But right now, everyone who passes away, goes his soul or his spirit, goes to paradise and stay there until the, as I said, the day of the resurrection of the dead, that we every liturgy, we say we look for the resurrection of the day and the life to come. I really would like to convey a message from Amba Demetrios. I was talking to him, and he wished he could come, but he couldn't because there's no time to get, you know, the visa in Egypt takes some time. But he's going to be here on the 40th day when we have celebration for 40 days after the passing away of Taswani Fadila. Amba Demetrios will be among you here. Also, he told me to tell everyone that Amba Tawadros, His Holiness Pope Tawadros II, sends everyone of this congregation his condolences for the passing away of Madame Fadila. May God bless her soul, and we are confident right now she is with the Lord and with all the saints in paradise.
Her only and beloved daughter, Mary, has prepared some words, and I invite her now to read them personally.
Dear beloved community, thank you for gathering here. I'm going to try to speak through my breaking heart because I want to honor my mom. And there's no way to do, I think, her justice, but I want to try. Dear mom, there are no words that can truly capture all that you are and mean to me and to so many people. You are the purest light and love, so unique and special. There is simply no other Fadila, lovingly known as Fifi to many, and no other mom to me. Your cleverness and strength could slip unnoticed, and I do want to convey strongly how clever and perceptive and strong she is. So much so it was, I think, a mystery to many people, as so many beautiful things are. She has a strength that many people might not have seen and might be perceived as the heart of a child, but maybe that purity that she has is seen that way. But I need to recognize that she lived many with courage. She lived many losses of people she loves, her brother, her sisters, her own parents. She lived all that with strength, and she held the hand of people who were sick and dying with a courage and strength that few people I've seen have. So I want us to remember her strength and her love. She had a playfulness that brought smiles and giggles to all of us. Mom, I love that you didn't follow superficial trends. As Abuna Shenouda was saying yesterday, I like the idea that you were living half in heaven for so much of your life and half on earth, not caring about what people think about what you wear. That doesn't matter. You prefer to follow your own instincts and comfort instead. Many people, also as Father Shenouda reminded us yesterday, may not realize that you had the adventurous spirit to take a big leap, a chance, and travel across the world from Egypt to this strange place called Canada almost 50 years ago to the day, to get married 1 week after arriving to someone that you trusted that would be good for you. And he was, to the very end and still is, will always be. I've never seen such devoted people to each other, and it's an inspiration. You and Dad are founders of a strong Coptic church community and built a loving, warm home for me to grow up in. Mom, your patience and love are boundless. You had the calm fortitude to stand by and support so many people. Even in your last days here, while enduring the pain and discomfort in hospital, you flashed smiles that lit up our world and tender gestures that made our hearts sing. It's a gift that you stuck with us through all that pain for your last month and a half with us so that we can spend time with you. That was a blessing. Your love for us is undying, and so are you. Shining with us always, I love you.
We distributed paper, like the one in Mary's hands, two faces. One face on it, some words sent by Abuna Tadros Malati, because he couldn't come because of his health problems, and Mary as well. And on the other side, the words that Mary already prepared and wrote. Whoever did not have a copy of it can have it and keep it with him. Also, I'm Shaker Wingett, who loves the family very much, prepared some poem, some rhymes. We ask him to say them now.
ودان تسوني فضيلة عملت بدارها في زمن من الأيام لم أسمع لها صوتا أم علو كلام لقاؤها حل في وقار واهتمام لم أرى لها قط ملام أم خصام ذهبت للبار بعد عناء وآلام ببهاء لن يوصف عنه ولا في الأحلام فهنيئا لها في الفردوس مع إله الأنام يا من عاشت له العمر في حب وسلام شكرا.
It was amazing this morning as we are starting our liturgy to have in the gospel of the morning raising of incense, the psalm of David, the prophet, saying, "For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, in Gehenna, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me your way." In El Engil, Aydan, the gospel was speaking about the resurrection of the dead. It was amazing, you know. This is the part of the third Friday in the Great Lent, but on the same liturgy that we prayed on her soul today, this morning, we found that the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking about the resurrection of the dead. And he said, therefore, Jesus answered them, saying, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Nor can they die anymore, for they are equal to the angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection." I say to you, Dr. Boulos, you are lucky. Lucky because your wife has become your intercessor now in heavens. Yes, she is no more be your wife, but she will intercede you and Mary and all the beloved who loved her all these years. She was married when she was 24, and she lived here 49 years, neither in Alexandria nor in Canada. The earth took any tiny part from here. She lived in the earth, but the earth did not live in her. That's why we are very comfortable of her eternal future now. We are not saying a sermon, but we're feeling a fact. We lived with her. As I know this family since 1952, I don't want to repeat myself. What I said yesterday, I can't repeat it now, but at least say this blessed family now have a couple of intercessors in heavens. They have a nun, and they have a married, and they have an angel, married woman, and they have an angel also, the third one among the 11 sons and daughters now in heavens. The newest one is Fadila, who lived as a child and performed very well the commandments of the Lord joyfully, willingly, simply, without any difficulties. Nothing obstacled here at all. Here in Canada, I was amazing. I have never any lady who lived like this life, 49 years in Canada, and she did not follow any of the habits of the life of the Canadians whatsoever. She lived the Bible, and she gave her, as Abuna Bishoy said, the living gospel, really without... She didn't serve in the Sunday school, she didn't serve in the meetings, but she served in her life for everyone. I was amazed that one of the young people who was born here, he put a very, very beautiful words about her on the Facebook 2 days ago. He's one of the deacons, the Shemamsa. It means that all the youth was looking at her and knew her. Was a very good sample and very good example for everyone who wants really to inherit the kingdom of heavens. Rest in peace now, Fadila. Pray for us. We need your prayers. Inshallah, after the burial will be in Pinecrest for those who have time. We come back here to have gathering with the family in the basement. So who has time, please don't leave. After the burial, we'll come back here. أمين الليل يا دوكسا باتري
Christos Pennoti. Πούδον τε τίχε δίνε μοϊνάντε και δίνε σαμινάντε και δίνε κανόβιναν εύολ και θόκτε τη γόμνε ποιόνε πεσμόνε πεσάνε με. O God, hear us and pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespassing against us. And lead us not to temptation, but the rest of the evil one. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, power, and glory. And now,
on behalf of the family, Dr. Boulos asked me to thank everyone who came today, either from Ottawa or from Montreal, or from anywhere, from the family members or from the very close and the beloved friends. May the Lord reward all of you the heavenly rewards you deserve, and comfort his son and his daughters as well, and give the heart sympathy to all the family in Alexandria and America and everywhere.